Of the sunset, the direction of the earth, the direction of the wisdom, west is the direction of the adults, like the east for the babies, the south of the children, teenagers, and young people. The west is the direction of the adults, the time where we can materialize our dreams, to crystallize our projects. May all of us can materialize our dreams, to crystallize our projects professionally, spiritually, in our relationships with our families and our community. Just believe that all our dreams can become real and true. Thanks to the spirit of the animals, who teach us wisdom and this medicine, that give us the medicine for healing our hearts, ancestral memories, and liberate our bodies from suffering, and liberate our lives from fears and doubts and hesitations, and bring us clearness and self-love, self-trusting, self-confidence, and self-determination. Infinite gratitude. Dundi Kamadi. Now to the north. Caribous, the polar bears. Thanks to the animals from the north, and the plants and the minerals from the north. Thanks to the spirits from the north, the ancestors from the north. May the energies, the good energies from the north, can bring us wisdom, understanding, and a compassionate love. We pray for the fishes, for the salmon and all fishes from the oceans. We pray for all the animals, terrestrial animals. May all the animals, like the birds, can be protected, respected by the human beings. May all this humanity can be aware and to live with understanding and consciousness, so human beings can respect life and nature in a good way. If human destroyed the animal kingdom, everything will be affected. If we don't respect nature, all beings will suffer. It's time to bring harmony in the universe and on the earth. Thanks, Mother Earth. Thanks, Mother Earth, and the Earth embrace the world and all the children of Mother Earth. Infinite gratitude. Now to the center, come everybody from the center to the center and the center of the sky. thank to the stars guiding our paths. Thanks to the moon guiding us during the night. Thanks to the sun guiding us during the day. Thanks to the rain, thanks to the clouds giving us some shade in the hottest days, like in the summer. Thanks for the blessings from the sky. May this energy from the universe can bring human beings and all beings love, understanding, and unity. Infinite gratitude.
Amen.
Now to honor the earth and the fire, this fire of unity, fire of love, fire of peace that bring us together this evening in this beautiful house and land.
Giving us wisdom and
human being.
So we can,
human being can feel
with
the heart,
to
feel the suffering, but also to feel love and the happiness and to live. We sing a song sisters and brothers, dear family from this planet and from Seattle and this land, we are here with a message to come together in a good way, in a respectful way, for honoring, protecting Mother Earth, the home and the house of humanity and all beings. We started this long pilgrimage since 2004, according to the vision of our elders, that the time has come to be together, all nations, all tribes, for celebrating life together and to bring more peace in the world. Everything that we can do in our houses, in our community, with our friends, families, will bring this peaceful energy in the world, and even if we see or we watch media's conflicts in the world and everything, but we have more moments of peace in the world. At least 95% of everything what is happening in the world is related with peace, with celebration, with joy, and healing. So let's keep this energy going and alive. And we are here as well, thanks to Ayla, who we met her last year. Thanks to the Canoe Journeys, it's a gathering with the canoe family, with the First Nations, but also we have a very, very important community of brothers and sisters from the four directions also supporting this gathering, praying for the waters from the air, and paddling for peace and paddling for healing as well. It's an initiation also for the teenagers and the young people to become adults, with this sense of responsibility, respect for nature and the elders and all beings. This time we are already here, Medicine Woman and me, and probably five or six members from our group or tribe will arrive in the next weeks, and we will really appreciate already the hospitality that we are receiving in this case from Ayla, and also Rabat, who offered a space for hosting someone in the next days. So we will really appreciate if someone else a place for hosting or lodging someone from our group who are coming to join the canoe journeys, where many tribes from Alaska, Canada are coming down together in Puyallup. Last year it was all the tribes from the south coming to the Vancouver Island in Campbell River. So this is why we are here. We believe that we can be together in the same circle of life, and that the borders are just in the mind, like the whales and the dogs or the birds, they don't see borders. They just feel that the universe is one, and we travel from the north to the south, south to the north, and we need each other, and so that is the message that we have. And also for next end of this year, summer, the winter solstice, you're invited to come to Central Mexico as well for this celebration. And in March we have the elders gathering and the 8,000 drums gathering. The intention is to join 8,000 drums sounding together at the same time and to send this vibration for the earth and for peace and for celebration. So this is the message.